Welcome back to ESL RPG. This time, we return to the teacher's campaign, the frog-licking paladins. It's been a while, so let's have a quick explanation of what happened last time.
Can we get a reminder of where we were?
I think last game we went back to the Mages Guild after taking down the Thieves Guild and helping that town to set up a more townspeople-friendly Thieves Guild. And then we went back to the Mages Guild and we finally got our magic spheres, and then they told us that some kind of quest where we gotta take it somewhere, take the book somewhere where it can have stuff done to it. After we returned the materials to make the magic box to make it so that they don't see that box.
That's right.
And I think we also figured out that Reyna was traveling with some giant golden retriever thing.
So now, let's go!
I think Bob is going to say hi to Bob Jr. just because.
Bob Jr., how are you?
Bob Jr. just looks at you as he continues along the field trying to eat and eat more. Not realizing that doesn't really need to eat, or that he can't really hold the food.
You know what, Bob Jr.? I think I need to talk to these mages and make sure they can make it so you can taste that food. And then we'll give you good food, like meat and potatoes.
That's somewhat cannibalistic.
Didn't say it had to be cow meat.
Sure.
Could always eat pig.
Pig and taters.
Anyway.
So what is our next objective, big guy?
We need two things done. This book will be transported to a port town about a week away. And we need to figure out where this book came from.
All right, what do you guys want to do first? Do you want to figure out where it came from, or do you want to take it away?
I think get rid of it first and figure out where it came from,
when it's
not screwing up our land.
I say we find out where it came from first and then dispose of it afterwards.
I think that sounds like an argument.
The barn.
What reward can we get for doing these tasks?
Made the signs from the book.
Well, what do you want for it? It's the usual bag of gold that always seems to work for people, or maybe you want something else.
Do you have any magical items?
The main food is just we're Mages Guild. What kind of Mages Guild would be without magical items?
Alright, sounds good. Magical items for a reward. Okay. I'm not going to delve too much into that. Oh, and if we're going to be away for a week, we should make a quick double check by that town first. Make sure everything's okay. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Did we send Harry this way?
Yes, he's here.
Okay, yeah. Then, we need to check up with Harry, make sure he's well and truly stocked and ready to take care of things between Whitehall and that town if we're going to be away for a week. For more.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's see if we can find him here.
I'm sorry, I really should have said that in character.
Let's track down Harry and make sure that he's all set up with all the stuff that he needs so that he can do all the work that he's doing for us and then can take care of setting up that town and the Whitehall's network going back and forth and whatnot. Okay?
All right. 2 hours to track him down, but he's all happy. Yeah, you find out that he's pretty well set up. He has more stuff than what you gave him by about threefold.
Vince, I'm going to check the stuff, because I know what some of that stuff includes and how easily you can mess up that stuff.
Oh, okay, so you look at it, looks like the same stuff you have.
Can I do a survival check?
Yeah, well, it depends. Are you going to try to sample the product?
Okay, this is out of character, so I'm just going to text it to you, Vince.
Okay.
I'm not specifically sampling the stock. I am checking to double check that did not happen.
Oh, no, it did not happen. Although
Oh, you texted back to me. Okay.
All right, just make sure that you keep this stuff separate from the product.
Only the non-paying customers.
All right, fair enough. Okay. Well, Corgan, do you want to talk to him about our plans?
No, I'll let you take care of that.
All right. Now, Harry, I know how much you love us and how much you're going to miss us. We're going to be away for a while, and we're going to have to leave you in charge of things here around Whitehall. And also, oh, yes, there was a Thieves Guild recently taken down in that town. You're going to have to, yeah. You remember James? You can talk to James.
All right, then.
So do an intimidation check on him to make sure he's okay?
I don't know. He's dirty and quicker than me, but you're paying him, so therefore he's not throwing you guys over.
Oh, okay. It's good enough for me.
I think he's a bit more honest than you are.
Yeah, I think I'll probably end up screwing him.
If you guys keep paying him, he won't screw you over. The minute the payment stops is when things get hairy.
That being said, I think maybe we should sit down and do some math. By which I mean you should sit down and do some math.
So, is this like an intelligence check or something? Or wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your intelligence?
Oh, my intelligence is 14. My wisdom is 16.
Mine's 11 and 10, so you should probably do this.
Oh, Jesus, Pete. I'm going to need you to double check just because I can't read them numbers.
Okay. Can we do like a double check where I roll and then Bob rolls and like...
Vince, here's the situation. I'm technically the smarter character, but my character can't read. So I'm going to need him to read me the numbers while I do the math.
Why you cannot read?
I'm Bob! Because I'm not read. Farming!
There's people that are smart but can't read.
Okay,
I'll roll intelligence, right?
So here's the thing. Dave, roll an intelligence. And you can also roll an intelligence. And so both of you together, for every five points you get intelligence, you can add one boost to their point to Dave's intelligence roll. So.
Okay. 15.
So you can add a 3 to my intelligence roll.
Okay.
All right. Big money, no whammies. Whammies.
8 plus
13.
All right. Sorry. After you go through the book of the books, you realize you're maybe missing 5 gold.
That's fine.
Like in his disadvantage or our disadvantage?
Your disadvantage.
That's fine.
That's not fine.
Yeah. Got a clue about them 5 gold.
All right, Harry.
What?
Looking at the books, it looks like there's 5 gold missing.
He points down to the last line of the book. He says, "That's the guard payment."
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is that a honest thing? Can we check if he's lying?
That would be an insight check for you. I can't read.
I have no insight, so no bonus. I'll do an insight check, see if he's telling the truth.
He's telling the truth. I mean, he obviously had to bribe off a stupid guard for being where he shouldn't be.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So does anyone else want to do anything before we head off on our week-long vacation?
Well, 2 weeks. 1 week there, 1 week back. So, yeah, you're going to be on your own for 2 weeks. Make sure everything's okay, and have fun setting up the network in that town.
You can go shopping. We will travel for 1 week, and then come back for 1 week, so you can go.
Maybe you want to buy food and water.
Water.
Or wine.
Water.
Yeah, let's go buy wine and more ale. We need ale.
You know what? Let's not put the cart before the horse. By which I mean we've got ourselves a skeleton ox here with a harness. Let's make sure we got a cart, and then let's load it up.
We can go shopping with Bob Jr.
I think you can take Bob Jr.'s shopping. He looks normal-ish.
Bob Jr. looks like a normal bull. He just, as long as nobody gets too close... When you look, I mean, he's got skin, the skin moves. They even made it so when they grasp the grass, when you eat the grass, it just gets magically teleported somewhere else. But they get magically teleported to
come.
Can we buy some cross or some
armor?
Armor for Bob Jr.?
Does Bob Jr. need armor? He's an undead cow.
He has
hit points. I mean, Bob Jr. is not really that good in a fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if Bob Jr. goes down, it just means I'm pulling the cart.
Okay.
Bob Jr., do you want to go out with Alton and Erwin and Dreg and Shagrat and go shopping for stuff? I don't speak cow.
Wait a
I don't speak cow. Erwin! Do you speak cow? Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yes, she do. She does. They think Bob Jr. wants to go shopping with us.
You can talk to animals.
So, only you can understand what Bob Jr. said.
Are we all set for a trip?
Well, you and me are. They were supposed to be doing shopping for...
Yeah, shopping.
Yeah, they were supposed to be shopping to stock the wagon. Do we have a wagon?
Well, they can shop for a wagon first and then stuff to stock it with.
Yeah, Raina, why don't you help them?
Because I have my own shopping to do.
You and your mysterious shopping. Say hi to the wherewithal.
Nothing mysterious about it. I need components.
Okay.
I need components.
I need components, too. Hold on a second. Let me go take some of my components.
How many supplies do we need for this trip?
2 weeks worth of food for everybody, including whatever Bob Jr. is going to eat.
How much does that cost?
Do we have any budget?
No, I'm not going to worry about basic supplies. I don't care what Nick
and
Nick McGee details on basic stuff.
Okay.
We're going to assume, unless we get a severe run of bad luck, that we have at least enough money to pay for meat.
And even if we run low on, for example, meat, we can always do hunting. We have a druid. Good berries, right.
Ah, we can eat the druid.
I have a question. What kind of travel is this?
Overland travel. We're going to have a cart, so not walking the whole way.
Oh, remember that book we had, like the evil book?
Mm.
So before we were gathering supplies to build a box to put it in, so it's safe, and now we have to take that box somewhere else to store it. To get it away from bad people. So that's what we'll do. It's like a road trip.
We should give the book to the somebody.
Well,
yeah.
Who needs or who...
We're meeting somebody in the port town who will take the book away. Somewhere far away where it will be safe and not...
And not seeking out evil magic onto our land.
Okay, here we go. If you guys want to get a carriage that is covered, and I'm not entirely sure how carrying capacity works for that, it's heavier and it costs 100 gold points or gold pieces. Wagon is 35 gold pieces, four wheels, and whatever. It's a wagon, and it's 400 pounds. Yes.
I want to have a camel.
A camel?
Camel. Why do you want a camel?
Why a camel?
This is a European type story. There's no camels in Europe.
To ride? Okay.
This ain't Arabia or India. There's no camels here.
We cannot get any camel.
Maybe we can get a goat, so...
Goats?
Yeah, goat. You can ride a goat. What's your...
You know, you're small enough... You can ride a dog.
Okay, dog is okay.
They actually have that in here, riding dogs.
It's true.
I just had a mind of that scene from Thor.
Mastiff.
Which one?
The first one?
Mastiff is a large dog that you can ride.
Steed to ride.
It carries that much.
Anyone large enough to ride.
Yeah, there you go. The Mastiff.
I think I've created a monster. My wife might want a mastiff to ride.
Do we need a cart for this? I think we can carry.
What's wrong with that?
Well, we can travel light.
Well, we don't need a cart, but here's the advantage of a cart. We have a ox that does not require sleep.
Oh, it's continuously.
And the ox has a 10 intelligence, so it can, you know, follow basic man, like, stay on the road and go that way.
Moo if you see trouble.
Yeah. Wow, works better than my navigation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We means Ari and Arthur can ride.
It's like a type of.
It's still a dog, dear. So Erwin's actually. You're confusing campaigns. Erwin is an elf.
But her weight is 104.
It's not a weight problem. It's a legs problem.
Oh. Okay.
Out of character travel preparation discussion part. Big one.
Part big one.
If we have a wagon big enough to carry everybody and all our stuff, then we can basically spend most of our time in the wagon, and we have two elves, so while everybody else is sleeping, the elves watch during the night, and the ox does not need to stop.
Why do the elves watch during the night?
Because 4 hours meditating, 4 hours meditating, while we sleep 8 hours.
Okay.
We've done this before.
I know, I was sleeping, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So we get the wagon. Wagon is how much? 35?
Well, that's the bigger thing to talk about. It does not mention anything about passengers or carrying capacity for the wagon or the carriage, Vince, so.
How much, Nick? Of course, I'd like to know how much we have.
Dear. This is something you see as you're leaving the Mage's Guild.
Mastiff.
Yes, that is a Mastiff.
Mastiff.
Complete with riding equipment and armor.
It's cool. Still, I want to know how much is our budget.
Much gold are you carrying?
Wait, there was only one more stone.
I don't have.
Okay, Bob has 105 gold pieces.
Here? GP means
gold pieces.
Yes, GP means gold pieces. Do you remember your old character sheet, dear?
15.
But is gold?
You've not been updating your character sheet, have
you? Well, yeah, you already.
Everybody started with something like 50 gold pieces.
Okay, so it's actually there. Yeah. Okay.
And that's not to mention the money that you have gotten so far. I mean, do you remember that magic ball that's supposed to be either a crap ton of gold or magical weapon? Did everybody take care of that ball either to make a magical weapon or a crap ton of gold?
Well, I guess we haven't done anything. I still just have a spear. That's your spear.
Yeah. I still have the spear.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Bob is going to convert his spear into gold because he doesn't care for weapons at the moment.
What kind of weapon does it change into? That's like a one-time change, right? It's not like you can change it back into a sphere afterwards.
Correct.
How much money does it change into again, Vince?
The dice say 804 gold.
Okay, 804 gold for me.
Is there any limit on what kind of weapon it can turn into?
It'll turn into a +1 weapon, and whatever weapon it ends up being, it'll be magically attuned to the holder, so it fits perfectly in their hands. Thereby, you don't need any special training, you don't know any bad weapon proficient. It's just perfect.
Whatever weapon you want, it becomes that weapon at +1 magic stuff.
Whoa.
So, for example, I have a short sword, right? A regular one. So, that's +5 to hit, and that's...
Short sword?
Yeah.
Hold on. I think Bob picked up a +1 short sword somewhere along the way. You can have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
+1 to damage, +1 to two hit bonus.
Also, +1 to hit and to damage.
Yep.
+6, and then 1d6 +4. Okay.
And let me cross that off with my inventory.
I think I'd like to turn my spear into like a bow and arrow type deal. I'm not very sure. I just like the idea of ranged combat.
As far as like short bows and bows go, are there like +1 to arrows as well? Like arrows +1 or arrows +2?
If you choose a bow, what'll end up happening is whatever arrow you put into it comes with a plus one arrow.
Okay. Okay. So ammunition is always ammunition. There's no special ammunition at all. Okay.
I mean, normally you would have to, go get plus one arrow. But in this case, the bow would just magically turn any arrow you use in it into an opponent as a plus one. So you could go to your arm and you buy just a bunch of basic arrows and you fire it as plus ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'll go with that. I'd like to turn my spear into that kind of short bow.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in the box behind you, dear.
Well, since I have a short sword
plus one from Bob,
you have to ride it.
I might get a plus one ranged weapon as well. As a rogue, am I proficient in crossbow?
Your items are all 100.
You wouldn't be for if you turn into a crossbow for this particular crossbow,
items are
you'd be proficient in it. Now, if you pick up a normal crossbow, you may not be. But this magic weapon is so tuned to your hands, it would be an automatic proficiency.
Now I have the club and dart. It's not the long distance, right?
If you want long distance,
I don't have long distance.
Anybody who wants long distance, you can use simple ranged weapons. Mm-hmm. I think everybody is proficient in simple ranged weapons except for spellcasters.
Yeah.
And short bow for you, dear, that's 80. That's very far, as is crossbow.
I will change my sphere into a light crossbow. So plus one, right?
This weight is related to this one, weight carried.
Yes.
Okay.
Crossbow, is that two S's?
Two S's, yes.
Yes, two S's. Plus one, so that's a finesse.
Well, it's technically not a finesse weapon.
Oh, really? Is it a simple weapon?
It is a simple weapon, but what finesse specifically means is you can use either strength or dexterity for it. Most ranged weapons are just dexterity. Most melee weapons are just strength. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
One more point.
Yes.
I have an unarmed strike. Can I have some,
like knuckle?
Knuckle.
Oh, brass knuckles?
Hold on a second, let me check.
I think as a monk, when you're higher level, your unarmed strikes will be more powerful than whether you'd have a weapon or not.
Yes. Yeah, when you get to higher levels, dear, you get up to, I think, 2d6. Vince, do you know any punching weapons from the Dungeon Master's Guide, maybe?
You want punching weapons. There's punching daggers, brass knuckles. You can always get Riddick's daggers.
She just needs the stats for those so that she knows. She wants her plus one weapon to be something she can use as a monk.
Right, brass knuckles. It looks like brass knuckles are only a 1d4 bludgeoning damage.
That's the same as your unarmed strike, dear.
You can find some
buttons.
But
here's the thing. If she were to choose brass knuckles, I'd be okay with them, becoming adamantine brass knuckles, thereby bypassing any harvest that might come into play.
Okay.
For the sake of punching, magical. That way it bypasses magical damage. It's that magical damage reduction.
Okay. So that's an option, dear.
And also, being plus one makes them master. So if a spellcaster were to, say, store a spell in the brass knuckles, she could release it at any point. So, take one fist and charge it with a lightning bolt, and another fist and charge it with, ice bolt. At any point in the middle of punching, she release the spells, causing extra damage.
Oh, release the spell.
Yes, you can release spells that somebody else puts in it.
Level one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that just like one level one spell each?
At least my understanding, the way that masterworks weapons work, they can store any spell at any level.
Oh, wow.
So somebody could put, charge it with Finger of Death, let's say.
Oh,
and
God.
She could release it. She could release that at any point.
God.
One Punch Man.
Yeah, she'd literally be One Punch Man.
And the spell would, ooh, I mean, would fire off at the caster's level and not my level. So.
Okay, do you want that, dear? Do you want brass knuckles? Okay, she takes the brass knuckles.
I can be One Punch Man.
Yes, you can be One Punch Man with brass knuckles.
And I'll call you Saitama from now on.
Okay, here, write down brass knuckles, masterwork, CK.
And actually, that goes for all your weapons, since they're all plus one, that means they're automatically masterwork. I mean, you can store spells in them.
Jesus, Pete.
Spell per weapon. The advantage of the brass knuckles is she has two brass knuckles, so she can carry around two different spells at any given point.
And I went and did the gold.
I'm pretty sure you have a plus one farm equipment somewhere. I mean, a pitchfork does pretty damn brutal damage.
Yeah, I know a pitchfork does pretty brutal damage. Well, I do have a quarterstaff. It's not plus one, but I do have a quarterstaff.
I will point out that you have a druid, and druids could very easily make you a plus one quarterstaff.
I could.
And druids, since I think second ends, have been able to make plus one quarterstaffs whenever they want to, meaning my mistake.
That's my wizard's staff, my spell focus.
Oh, then that's guaranteed to be a master, at least a master staff.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, so I can store. I need to start storing spells in my quarterstaff.
And again, the quarterstaff access two different, each end is a different weapon, so again, you can store two different spells in one of each end of the staff. It's just you have to remember which end has which spell.
Okay. So is my wizard staff plus one?
Yeah.
Okay, plus six for melee, 1d6 plus four. Done. Okay. And you're going to have to talk to one of the four spellcasters to figure out what spells you store in your knuckles.
Store.
You hold more knuckles.
You ask one of us, please cast this spell on my knuckles. They cast that spell on the knuckles, and you can cast that spell now.
So I can have the like a fire. I can cast the fire on right hand, then ice on left hand.
Yeah, for example.
Yes, for example, you need to talk to the spellcasters to see what spells we want put in your fists. In fact, everybody who wants magic in their weapons needs to talk to the spellcasters.
You should do that before battle.
Well, yes, you should absolutely do it before battle because you will not have the opportunity during battle. Mm.
So if you put a spell in a weapon, how long does it stay in there?
Until discharged, or unless you walk through an anti-magic field. So if Bob were to put burning hands, it stays there until you use it.
I put it in today. Mm. You have it for one use.
Okay.
Anytime.
Okay.
It lasts until you use it. You use it. Afterwards, Bob, I need a recharge.
Okay. Once. For each.
Okay, so...
Then, recharge.
Okay, so before we... I guess while we're preparing for the trip, everybody who wants magic from their weapons, make sure you have what weapon is magical, and you talk to people who you want to put magic into your weapons.
Before we leave the town, I'd like to buy a quiver of bolts for my crossbow.
Alright.
I'll buy two quivers, so 40 bolts total.
Alright.
Okay, so in my short sword, plus one, Shagrat has Cloud of Daggers. And then in my light crossbow, Erwin.
Too many what?
Erwin casts
too many choices.
Prayer of Healing, which is an AoE healing spell. So the spells they cast now, they don't count as being cast, right? Because supposedly we'll rest before heading out.
Yeah.
So we do get the cart, right?
Well, yeah. Okay, cart, wagon, carriage, It was not specific as to what the size is for those things, how many things they carry or anything.
Does it really matter how big it is?
So you don't have any spell.
Not to me, it does. Unless you have another carriage, if I have a second carriage, I'm not.
Let's get the cheapest one because I'm a cheap bastard.
Cheapest one is a two-wheeled POS.
Okay, the second cheapest one?
Wagon, 35 gold.
Does anyone have 35 gold?
Everybody has 35 gold.
I have 9 gold.
Does anyone have 35 gold and willing to part with it?
I'm willing to part with it for the betterment of the group, since I have...
Can I haggle with the clerk, shop clerk?
You want to part? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can just go find an Amazon wagon and not use it. It's the one with the most dust on it.
Alright, we take wagon. Oh yes, an 804 gold into the fund.
Hey Bob, do you really need that 4 gold? It's just too heavy, isn't it?
Alright, here you go, 4 gold.
Still got it.
It sounds like next time we will go on the long journey. Finally.
Thank you for listening to ESL RPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan.